don't know, I have a gavel today, so. Welcome everybody to the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors. We are now in session, and Supervisor Haupt, would you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do we have a chaplain?
And I don't see anybody, but I did send an email, so.
So they don't know we're here?
Well, no, I did send an email saying we were going to be here, so.
Who would like to do an invocation?
Supervisor Haupt has been having a pass.
How about it?
Our Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. We thank you for this weather. Father, we thank you for the blessings that you've bestowed on everyone in Siskiyou County. Pray that this board uses its wisdom and discernment as it makes decisions for all the citizens of this county. And in all things, God bless this county. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Wendy, roll call, please.
All righty. Right spot here. Supervisor Haupt?
Here.
Supervisor Ogren?
Present.
And Supervisor Harris?
Present.
And I understand Kopseff and Valenzuela will be absent for the whole meeting.
Correct.
Thank you.
You have your little speech to do?
Cool. Right. I covered it up. Okay, so the board will be convening today as the County Service Area Number 3 and Siskiyou Power Authority and receives no additional compensation.
Thank you.
Thank you much.
Item 4, presentations from the public. Persons speaking during public comment will be limited to 3 minutes. And I can't read this morning. Why is this different? And except as otherwise provided by law, no action or discussion shall be taken or conducted on any item not appearing on the agenda. Special meeting comments are limited to those items on the agenda. Government Code 54954.3. When addressing the board, we ask that you state your name for the record prior to providing your comments. Please address the board as a whole through the chair. Special comments to individual supervisors or staff are not permitted.
Madam Chair, it's because it's technically
it is
a special
meeting. Yes, I figured that out. We do have 2 blue cards this morning. Alyssa Fox, please.
3 minutes is normal.
3 minutes is normal.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. And Natalie Reed, County Council, just for clarification, because it is a special meeting, comments are limited to anything that is on the agenda today.
Right, but in this case, if the board was okay with it, they could
If the board wants to expand that, I guess that is...
It's fine. We'll give you 3 minutes.
Thank you.
Certainly.
Good morning. My name is Alyssa Fox, and I'm an in-home supportive services, or IHSS, worker here in Siskiyou County, and a proud SEIU 2015 bargaining team member. Happy holidays. Well, happy for some. It's hard to feel excited about the holidays when my fellow Siskiyou home care workers and I are being denied a wage increase. Despite our hard work to address the Siskiyou County long-term care crisis by strengthening the IHSS workforce, nothing has changed when it comes to the rate of pay for IHSS workers. We are still the only county in California that is paying IHSS workers minimum wage. For years, we have been fighting for a strong union contract with the county, with the first ever wage increase for Siskiyou IHSS workers. We are behind the scenes serving individuals who need our help in order for them to be able to stay in their homes and be cared for. Let me help you all understand why paying IHSS workers enough to make ends meet is an urgent issue for your community. I just recently was offered a position in Mount Shasta as an IHSS worker. There is a woman who has been trying to find a care provider for 8 months but hasn't been able to find one. I heard her story, and she desperately needs my help. But I live in Wairika, so she lives 30 miles away from me. I immediately started to crunch numbers to see what's going to cost me at minimum wage to come to this poor woman's aid. Because it's minimum wage, the gas is going to hurt me financially. But she needs my help. I am forced to look for another position to make up for the money for the gas. Like a lot of the IHSS workers, we work two jobs or more in order to get by. At age 71, this is not what I had planned for my retirement years. My ideal would be caring for only one client and to be able to live on that wage. Clients are losing their IHSS workers to better paying jobs. Not many can live with any quality of life earning just minimum wage. Most fast food restaurants pay their employees $20 an hour. The unsustainable wage you pay us forces me to consider leaving the caregiving profession to earn twice the amount of my IHSS income working for a private company instead. But Siskiyou County is my community, and in-home care is desperately needed. How do you say no? Thank you.
Margaret Rickwells, please.
Good morning. My name is Renee Klaus, and I'm from around Jim's camp area in Wairika. And I'm here to ask you to approve a real wage increase for IHSS providers and to move us forward to our first union contract so that the county has a stable, predictable home care system. Right now, IHSS providers in Siskiyou County earn $16.50 an hour. That's below what many working people need just to cover basics here. The MIT living wage estimate often cited for Siskiyou County is $20.89 an hour for a single adult. When the pay stays at the floor, caregivers leave for jobs that pay a little more, and clients lose constant care. From a budget perspective, home care is the least expensive part of long-term care, and it helps prevent the higher cost breakdown. National median costs are around $127,000 a year for a nursing home. That's for a private room. $112,000 a year for a semi-private. Even assisted living agencies average around $71,000 a year. California costs are slightly higher. Bringing it closer to home, in Northern California, one person a year in a nursing home is $104,000. Home care through IHSS is $17,000 per resident. Substantial savings. It's like $87,000 a year that the taxpayers are increased. I mean, they save. I don't know. On the union contract, Siskiyou has roughly hundreds of IHSS workers. I think we're at like 490 is what is commonly cited. A contract gives the county predictable rules and a problem-solving channel. Clear communication, safer working conditions for us, easier recruitment and retention, fewer disruptions in the care provider's life and the recipient's life. That to me is operational efficiency. My ask is real simple. Increase the IHSS wage above minimum and direct staff to bargain in good faith towards a first contract with the union, because the mouth is clear. Stable home care costs less than unstable care. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we have a request for an urgency item to be brought forward from the Hornbrook Community Services District. You folks can manage that. We do. We have to vote on that.
So, yes, so the request would be made, and we can just read this, and then the board can vote on that.
Good morning, supervisors.
Good morning.
My name is Dana Barton. I'm the Chief Deputy County Counsel for Siskiyou County, and I'm counsel for the Pembroke Community Services District. Yesterday, County Counsel's office was made aware that the Hornbrook Community Services District Board of Directorship would dip below a quorum on December 5th. And pursuant to Government Code 1780 and SINC, when a special district's Board of Directorship dips below a quorum, the Board of Supervisors is authorized to appoint a single member to bring the board up to a quorum in order for them to function. The reason why this is an urgent matter today is because there's two urgent meetings scheduled for the directorship, both on December 9th and December 16th, which involve a rate increase under Proposition 218, which has been noticed and scheduled for all property owners to participate in. And having to cancel those meetings due to lack of a quorum would create a emergency for the district, and they would have to redo the entire elective and notice process. So the district is here humbly to ask that you appoint Robert Puckett to the directorship under your authority under Government Code 1780.
Roberts?
Before we go there.
Okay, yes. So Natalie Reed, County Council. So initially, the board needs to determine by a unanimous vote of those members present, because there are less than four today, that this is an urgency item pursuant to Government Code Section 54954.2B2, and it be added to the agenda.
Thank you, Natalie. I was going to do that. Make the motion to add it to our agenda as an urgency item.
Okay, second.
Second.
Thank you.
So, Supervisor Haupt.
Aye.
Supervisor Harris.
Aye.
And Supervisor Ogre.
Aye.
So it has been added to the agenda. Do we want to continue with it at this point?
I think that's appropriate.
Okay.
Morning, Robert.
Morning.
Let's hear the rest of the story.
My name is Robert Puckett. I'm the president of the board. Right now, we only have four board members, but as December 5th, we'll only have two. And like Dana read, that we have a meeting on the 9th, which is another informative meeting about the Prop 218 notification that we have sent out to let people know about the voting, how the voting goes and everything. We had to send things out to everybody in our district, and so we were trying to raise the water rates because we have to. We haven't had a water rate increase for 10 years and almost 10 years, and we're just, the cost of everything has went up, the cost of attorneys has went up, and we're just barely making it right now, and we have to have that increase. So, and I appreciate you taking this up, letting us take this up before you today as an urgency item. I thank Dana for doing all the paperwork, because without her, we're a dysfunctional district, and she keeps us in line. we do keep her a raise because we do keep her busy. So, but I appreciate it. We need at least one other person on there, and so that we can have a functioning board, have at least three board members.
So, as an appointed member, how long will your term last?
Well, right now, the three terms that were up will be a four-year term. And we filled all the paperwork out and everything, but apparently it never got sent to the clerk's office to be put on the ballot. So that was, I take responsibility for that. But yeah, they're 4-year terms. I mean, and then after that, I was told that we could appoint two members later. So that's what Nicole told me.
Can I ask who?
Nicole at the clerk's office.
Okay. All right. No, as far as who are we appointing today?
Me.
Okay. Robert. And
I have a question. I think only one is required for the quorum, effective December 5th. Yes. Would the appointment be effective December 5th rather than effective today? Because we're not at the 5th yet. They still have a quorum.
I think it would be effective upon vacancy, so yes, it would be December 5th.
Thank you.
Appointing one?
Correct.
Okay.
That's all that would be needed.
Okay.
On the 5th.
I'll make the motion to appoint Robert Puckett.
Second.
And again, effective December 5th.
December 5th.
Thank you. Alrighty. Supervisor Howe?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
And Supervisor Oberyn?
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you,
sir.
Thank you very
good
much.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on.
Through the chair,
yes.
We have one more urgency item that is being brought forward by Office of Emergency Services. And the title of the item is Review Status of Local Emergency Regarding Illegal Pesticides and Illicit Cannabis Operations Declared by Resolution 25-109, adopted on July 1st, 2025, considering action to extend or terminate local emergency. And to vote to put this on as an urgency item. After the posting of the agenda for the Board of Supervisors meeting of December 2nd, 2025, it came to the attention of the Emergency Services Director that the Board's review of the status of the local emergency regarding illegal pesticides and illicit cannabis operations declared by Resolution 25-109 was required by December 6, 2025. There are no further board meetings prior to December 6, 2025, and the board's next regular meeting is not until December 9, 2025. Therefore, the Emergency Services Director requests that the board determine by unanimous vote of those present today that this is an urgency item pursuant to Government Code Section 54954.2B2, and it be added to the session's agenda.
Motion to add it to the agenda today as an urgency item.
Second.
Okay. Supervisor Halpin?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
And Supervisor Oberyn?
Aye.
Do we want
it? And then you can consider it, yeah. You can give that to
me. Oh.
Do we
want to handle
that
just
now or do
yeah.
it? Let's just kind of go right now. Don't mind.
Okay.
Good morning, Board of Supervisors. As OES and what we talked about before for the urgency item, my name is Brian Schnow, the Director of Emergency Services. This room's got me thrown up. And looking at the pesticides in our concerned areas, we're still seeing the same amount. We want to rewrite it, but as of moving forward, we'd like to see this extended before we can pull it forward again.
Motion.
I'll second.
And again, that's to extend.
Yes.
And a second?
Me.
Thank you. All righty. Supervisor Hill?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
And Supervisor Oberyn?
Aye. Can we do item 7 now since you're standing right here? Let's do item 7.
All right.
Review status of local emergency related to the proliferation of illegal cannabis.
Yes, so through the chair, speaking with the sheriff this morning, we'd like to extend both of those with the same idea we're seeing pesticides in grow sites. We're seeing still the illicit concerns that we posted in the emergency deck, but we're also looking at rewriting and making it stronger and strengthening it through the more current laws.
Yeah, okay.
guessing, and timing of that is, as well. And there's also some direction being sent forth for us. We were seeing new director being appointed for the Department of Cannabis Control, who's more friendly to what we do. So,
make a motion to extend.
I have a question.
After Ray does that.
In years past, and because we haven't had an update for quite a while, in years past from our sheriff, we saw during this time of the year an increase in carbon monoxide deaths due to substandard heating structures. Is that still the case, or and is that covered under this emergency declaration?
So, great question. That declaration does not cover that, and that's something we can add in to the string. And we're looking at more of an all-encompassing, so instead of just targeting, based on what we're seeing constantly, we're trying to add more pieces into the environmental pieces across the board, the medical side of it, and then also looking forward with public health as well.
Yeah, if you could bring that back to the board with your update in the language, I'd appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Is there more focus on public safety and the public health side of it? That sort of, is that what you're looking at?
Right.
Besides looking at
all
updated
of
numbers?
So, right. At what we're seeing, especially for the pesticide, especially for the illicit cannabis, is we can keep bringing this forward, but we're seeing the same thing over and over and over again with less traction from the state. So if we can push this forward with more all-encompassing, we'll be getting a little bit more federal assistance on that as well.
Motion, yes.
And to extend?
Yes.
Okay. All righty. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
Supervisor Oakley?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay. Moving backwards to consent.
Pulling D.
Okay. I had a couple to pull.
Yes.
It looks like E and F.
Correct.
And we will also pull J, transfer funds.
And J, okay.
Anything else?
The procedural question.
Going on.
Since we don't have a 4/5 vote on the transfer of funds, is that also required for the authorization of the increases on these other consent? No.
No.
Okay.
Just the transfer.
Okay.
This could really go fast. Is that
good? Good question. Good question.
Just ask it.
Good question.
Okay. So the remainder, A, B, C, G, H, I.
Mm-hmm. Move to approve.
Second.
Call for vote, Wendy.
Okay. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
And Supervisor Oakley?
Aye. Item D.
I just pulled this to make a request on this, not that I have an issue with this expenditure, but it's been a couple of years since we've had a board update on awesome activity. And if we can't get it in this year, I will want it, if I'm the board chair next year, that we have either in closed session or an agendized item to outline exactly what NOSPA's been doing for us.
Yes, we can do that.
Appreciate that. We should get regular updates.
Yes, and if you have questions about this increase, I'm happy to answer it.
I really don't. I'm more interested in the lobbying efforts and those things that they've done in D.C. for us. I haven't heard any talk of that in at least 2 years.
Okay.
Move to approve. D.
Second.
Okay. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
And Supervisor Oakley?
Aye.
Okay, so for E and F, I got emails to essentially pull and drop from the agenda.
Correct.
Neither need to go forward.
Correct.
If the chair could just say they're officially dropped, that
they
would be
great. They are officially dropped from
the consent
agenda. And as for J, we do not have the 4/5 vote, so we will be pulling those and rescheduling.
If we could continue to the 9th, I think we'll have time to put it on the 9th.
Yes.
Okay. Departmental requests, item 6, County Clerk. Appointments in lieu.
Get my section here. Alrighty, we had some appointments in lieu of election left over from the last couple of go-rounds. The first one here, if we could take, I heard from Sawyer's Bar Water District that Mr. Paul Leotsakis, I'm pronouncing that incorrectly, is interested in continuing.
I make a motion to reappoint Paul. You can say his last name.
Leotsakis.
Leotsakis. I don't know.
Yes.
Second.
Okay. And we just needed the one, so that would be fine. Supervisor Howe?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
And Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
Okay. Next one I heard from is Hornbrook Fire Protection District. Tim Thurner, Sherry Thurner, and Sharon Johnson are all three interested in reappointment.
A motion to reappoint the three.
Thank you.
Second.
All righty. Supervisor Haupt.
Aye.
Supervisor Harris.
Aye.
And Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
Okay, there's one more.
We're here from Callahan.
I did not hear from Callahan. Unfortunately, if we don't appoint, they'll go below a quorum. We'll just do our process, and it'll probably be the first meeting in January. We can bring them. And Butte Valley Fire, you heard from somebody?
Yeah. Just grab those names real quick. So I'd like to reappoint Manfred Lutz and Weldon Vanderbilt. I'll make a motion.
To appoint those two, correct?
Correct.
Second.
All righty. Supervisor Howe.
Aye.
Supervisor Harris.
Aye.
And Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And I think the last one was Grenada Fire Protection District. Heard from the district, and it was an email I was copied on to Mr. Kopseff as well, that Eric Erickson, William Nicoletti, and Randy Reisner were interested in reappointment. At Leanne McDonald had resigned, so that will still leave them with a quorum, so the three would be fine.
I'll move to approve.
And that's appoint those three?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
Either one. All righty. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
And Supervisor Open?
Aye.
I think that does it. The only one that didn't hear back from Sawyer's Bar, or no, I'm sorry, Callahan Water.
Callahan.
So I'll let the district know that we're going to start the process. But yeah,
I did reach out to them, but I didn't hear back.
Yep, I'll let them know, and then we'll just get that process started. Like I said, first meeting in January.
Okay.
Ready.
Okay, moving on to item 8, Siskiyou Power Authority. We will adjourn as the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors, convene as the Siskiyou Power Authority. And item A is public comment. Do we have any in the room? Any online?
Showing none online.
Oh, we do. Here we go. We have consent. Are you public comment or consent agenda?
Consent agenda, sorry. Just here. First off, Adam Filippone, Director of General Services. Welcome to our little space here. Thank you for being adaptable. just an extension for Northbrook to operate our dam, basically. Their price went up about less than $2,000 a month, extending them to December 31st, 2030, and a little adjustment on the CPI cap and the termination policies.
Make a motion.
Second.
Let's see, Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Harris.
Aye.
And Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We will adjourn as the Siskiyou Power Authority, convene as County Service Area 3. We have any public comment in the room? Any online?
Showing none online.
Thank you. We will reschedule the transfer of funds as it requires a 4/5 vote.
In the ninth?
To the ninth?
Yep. We can do that.
And we will adjourn as the Siskiyou County Service Area 3 and reconvene as the Board Supervisors and move on to item 10, appointments.
Okay, I guess this is me again. This would be the appointments that we do annually to the Rural County Representatives of California Board of Directors, as well as the Golden State Finance Authority Board of Directors and the Golden State Connect Authority Board of Directors for 2026.
Yes. So is it possible to delay A and B until we have a full board for discussion on this?
We have time. I can bring it back on the 9th if you'd like.
We can.
Otherwise, the two missing are going to get all the appointments.
Supervisor Cobb, Seth, and I have already discussed RCRC, and we'd like to just keep that the same. If we can do that now, that's fine. If not, we can bring it back.
Pleasure of the board. If you'd like the full board to discuss, that's fine.
That's fine.
Seems responsible to me.
That's fine. Either way.
So
we can bring it back.
I can add it to the 9th, and if we need to move it again, we still have time in January.
I'd almost rather put it out to January because the 9th is going
to
be busy. Unless
to the
we
first
rather
meeting, 1/6, January 6th, I believe was still good.
You want to do it or you want me to do it?
I don't really care. I'll get her done.
Let's just get it done on the 9th.
It's just going to be a long day.
Okay, so and that's all three of those, correct?
Yep, and
okay. Would it be the same then for the ESJPA?
Yes.
Okay. And we said to 12/9, correct?
Sure.
Okay.
We all have to suffer through it. So. Okay. Moving on to item 11, public hearings. Okay, we have this is a continued public hearing. So this one we will have to start flipping pages now. Okay. So this one has already been opened. So we're going to hear the rest of your staff report again.
No changes to the staff report. We are requesting that it be continued again. Being as we just placed the moratorium on processing these, so we request that maybe open the or keep the hearing, continue this, but we will, or is it close the hearing and we'll re-notice it?
If you're going to continue the hearing and keep it open, then you would want to set a date certain, for example, after the end of the
moratorium.
Thank you. I was losing my words, which would be probably at maybe the first meeting in April.
Or if it could be it closed and then we'll just republish when
bringing it
back.
Either way, it works for staff.
So if we don't have a date, then I would just suggest that you close it and re-notice it.
I kind of looked at it. Haley Lane, Planning Director. Yeah, we will close it and re-notice at a later date after the moratorium. It's not an event.
Same with item B for Martin.
That would be our request.
That would be perfect. We will close the hearing and then continue this till after the moratorium on March 31st sometime.
Yeah. And just long planning, just let the clerk's office know when
we
notice.
Yes.
Got it.
item C, different situation. We will hear that. And this one.
Through the chair?
Yes.
So for item B, had we opened the hearing and closed it?
Well, it was already open. It was a continued public hearing.
So we've done A and B.
A and B,
yes.
Great, thank you.
So that was both Frieden and Martin. And now we're on to item C, which is the City of Aetna rezone.
Do you need a motion?
Oh, we do have to vote on those too, right?
I make the motion.
So we have a continued public hearing. Is there any staff report?
Are we going back to A
and B,
or are we on C?
We're on C.
A and B.
Yes.
That was originally my question. Had we opened the public hearing for each item?
Well, it was
closed.
They were officially open from three meetings ago.
Right.
And then continued.
And just making sure we had called each item, we had
yes.
closed those hearings.
They're both, yes.
They're
okay.
both
I kind of did that, but we didn't vote on each one.
And I don't believe we need to vote if they're
we
closed.
We don't need to vote to close.
Okay.
To vote
okay.
To vote.
So, yes, we did all that.
So, essentially, no action taken
no
on
action.
Either one.
Right.
Now
so
C.
Now we're on C.
Great.
Yes.
All right. So this is the Whiteland and Walker zone change. This is the second reading of a proposed zone change to rezone 318.73 acres of a 398.73 acre parcel from rural residential agricultural to TPZ with a subsequent Williams-Neck contract cancellation. No new comments have been received. Planning staff recommends approving the zone change, determining the project exempt from CEQA, and adopting the resolution allowing the cancellation of the Williams-Neck contract for the subject property upon the effective date of the zone change. There is a recommended motion in the agenda worksheet for this project. Thank you.
Presentations of correspondence.
Nothing at the clerk's level.
Presentation of reports, arguments, or evidence by staff or other county departments or public agencies. And then, proponents, arguments, or evidence in the room? Any online?
Showing none online.
Opponents, arguments, and or evidence in the room? Any online?
Showing none online.
Public comment? Any in the room? Any online?
Showing none online.
Rebuttal by proponents in the room? Online?
Showing none online.
Rebuttal by opponents in the room? Any online?
Showing none online.
We're going to close the hearing.
Move to approve. Second.
And
all righty. Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
And Supervisor Ogre?
Aye. Thank you. Okay. Would we like to do staff reports before we go into closed session?
Sure. That'll be short.
Yes, they will. Any staff reports? Just board reports?
Yeah. Just a couple from me. I attended the California Rifle and Pistol Association dinner on the 22nd. And I also attended a Special Farm Bureau meeting on the 24th on the presentation and discussion of wolves in Siskiyou County.
Supervisor Harris?
I was at the Doris Lions Club meeting on the 19th. I had a wolf meeting on the 21st. I ran the CRPA dinner on the 22nd. Had another wolf meeting on the 24th.
LTA SDA meeting on the 18th, ORCAL RC&D meeting on the 19th, CLFA meeting on the 20th. Went to visit with Heather Hadwick for dinner and then listened to her town hall on the 20th and the CRPA dinner on the 22nd. And with that, we'll go into closed session.